Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are the stories that we had about a week ago about juvenile offenders when it comes to some pretty severe crimes, and I guess the classic example of that most recently would be the carjacking of the Reverend minister's wife, and the fact that a 15-year-old, a 17-year-old, and an 18-year-old have been indicted in that. And we talked for a long time last week about how do you fix it, how do you not fix it, how do you prevent it. It seems like inevitably it always comes back to parents doing what they're supposed to do. And that's why we asked Dane Cicilline on, our friend invited him to come join us, professor of law at Loyola, talk about something that a lot of people suggested, and that was holding parents responsible for crimes their children commit. Good morning, Dane. Happy Mardi Gras. Thanks for joining us.
And to you too, Tommy. Good morning.
Tell me about that. Is there anything constitutional that would prevent a parent being held liable for what their child does or criminally responsible? Are there areas where that goes on now?
Well, I mean, as to civil liability, parents have long been strictly liable for torts, civil wrongs committed by their children. But in the 90s, and Louisiana followed this trend, in the 90s, states all over the country started to essentially criminalize bad parenting by imposing criminal responsibility on parents for the statute in Louisiana is called improper supervision of a minor. And there's a whole litany of different acts that can constitute this crime. Now, the crime's only a misdemeanor, but it does the statute does subject parents to possible jail time if they are negligent in permitting their kid to associate with people who are, for example, in street gangs, who are felons, who are distributing drugs, who have illegal firearms. That all can lead to jail.
And that's, again, so I understand, Dane, that's a Louisiana law?
It is.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's interesting to me about it, and this may be getting a little too academic about it, but back in the 90s, when juvenile crime seemed to be on the rise, there was this effort in Louisiana and elsewhere to make parents responsible for these criminal acts, but at the same time to move these kids, these delinquents who were previously prosecuted only in juvenile court, to move them to adult court to permit them to be prosecuted as adults at younger and younger ages. So it's a little, the logic behind it is a little schizophrenic. On the one hand, we're blaming the parents, but on the other hand, we're blaming the kids and holding them personally responsible for their acts to a greater degree.
So is this applied a lot or used a lot, this statute?
Well, there are almost no reported cases on it in Louisiana, so it doesn't seem to be a statute that's being used by district attorneys very often. But it's been on the books for nearly 25 years.
For a successful prosecution, would somebody have to prove just that the parent knew about it, the parent was negligent, or that the parent, how can I phrase this, Dane, that they were knowingly negligent, that they knew the kid was doing a wrong thing and they failed to take action?
Yeah, the mental element, the mens rea, as we call it in law school, of that crime is criminal negligence. So the DA would have to prove not just that the parent should have known that the child was, for example, associating with gang members or drug dealers, but that the parent was almost reckless, that the parent had enough information about it that the parent's failure to step in and do something was a gross deviation from the standard of care of an ordinary parent. Again, it's tough to prove criminal negligence.
Yeah, that seemed to me almost impossible. I don't know how you do that. But it has worked before, do you know?
Well, like I said, there are very few, there are no reported cases in Louisiana case law on it. Whether some DAs are actually using this, I'm sure that enforcement is sporadic across the state. And it's certainly not a common prosecution, even though juvenile crime is a common problem.
And constitutionally, U.S. Constitution, Does that mention this at all? Does that have anything at all to do with any of this?
No, well, not really, because this statute is written in a way that holds the parents responsible for their own criminal negligence. They're not strictly responsible for just something their child did. I mean, if I could go to jail because my kid did something wrong and I had no culpability at all, that probably would violate due process. But here the parents would be responsible for their own criminal negligence, and that's not objectionable.
Thank you, Dane. I appreciate your time. And again, I hope you have a nice Mardi Gras.
All right, Tommy, you too.
You bet. Dane's out there setting up his ladder. Just kidding. He's not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.